3 a.m. at Denny's? That the best you could do? Written by Hamilton Trash and read by Annalise Oten. Fandom, Hamilton Musical. Relationships, Theodosia Burr, Philip Hamilton. Implied, John Lawrence, Alexander Hamilton, and Eliza Schuyler. Rating, general audiences. Premeditation gets you nowhere if you don't know where to start. Or, a guide on how to charm your girlfriend into forgetting you proposed at the worst time in the worst place. It wasn't meant to happen like this. Philip had been figuring out 4 months the best way to propose to Theodosia. Not at a family dinner. She hated picnics. She would hate it if it were somewhere public. And that was how Philip ended up proposing at the counter of Denny's at 3 a.m. in front of two very tired, unimpressed employees to his very tired, hungry, and confused girlfriend. "What did you just say to me?" she asked. "I asked if you wanted it marinated," he tried, backpedaling, and badly. "You just asked me to marry you. Holy shit." "Maybe. I might have. It only counts if you say yes. If you say no, we should just forget the whole thing. Let me get my food and I'll think about it. Okay, lover boy?" He mumbled and nodded. Theo ordered her food and sat down with him. "Is this premeditated or a spur-of-the-moment thing?" "I've been thinking about it for months," he responded, pulling a ring box out of his coat pocket and handing it to her. Inside was a plain silver band. She'd once told him she preferred silver over gold jewelry. She looked at it for a while. "Why here? It's taken a while for me to work up the courage, and it just kind of popped out. Christ, He took back the ring box and started fiddling with the band. "If you don't want to, we don't have to get married. You don't need to feel pressured to say yes. I'm not going to break up with you if you don't. I love you, and if marriage isn't a part of your grand plan, it isn't in mine." She looked up at him, curiosity in her eyes, a smile at her lips. "Well, now I have to marry you," she said, grinning. "Is that a yes?" "Yes." And suddenly he was grinning, and he wanted to proclaim it to the world. Theodosia Burr, his fiance. He pressed his lips to hers in earnest and slid the ring onto the third finger of her left hand. And he momentarily forgot it was 3 a.m. and that they were waiting for food at Denny's. "So, how did this happen?" asked Aaron Burr, to take away from Alexander's attempts to get a rise out of him. Lawrence at his elbow, Eliza shaking her head beside them. They looked at each other. "A picnic. We were stargazing," they started. Aaron looked at them curiously. "Conflicting stories. Lies. Do you concur, Hamilton?" "I surely do, Burr," replied Alexander. "Well, the picnic was at night, and we were stargazing, and... For God's sake, Philip, can we just admit our shame?" He looked up, looking to the world like a kicked puppy. "I proposed at 3 a.m. at Denny's during an all-nighter crim session. And if there was something all four parents could agree on, it was that was probably the most amusing proposal they had ever heard of." The end. Thanks for listening.